Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown and its third-year corner, Xavier Rhodes from Florida State. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Alshon Jeffrey coming up a little later today. What do you think?
It's going to be a matchup. It's going to be a tough matchup with that guy. He's pretty physical. He's great when the ball is in the air. When the ball is in the air, he's going to get it.
And you've gone against him several games now, likewise for Calvin Johnson, some other really good receivers in your third year. The more you go against a player like Alshon, do you start to figure some things out?
You start to realize what is his tendencies, the things he like to do, and the routes he loves running. Once you start figuring that out, the game become much slower. But also, you know, still to the point, he's still going to be a good player. He's still going to go up and get the ball. Still going to make it a fight, even though you know it, what's coming, you know, so that'll make him good.
This defense, we've mentioned so many times, so decimated by injury, has held up well here tonight.
Xavier, I know it's a week and a half old, and you did get the weekend off after that game against Arizona, but that was such a tightly contested, tough loss. Mm. Did that one zap you a little more than some others?
We played a lot of close games, you know, and that one was the game we wanted because, you know, everyone was saying, you know, we was down and was out with secondary-wise and defense-wise. You know, we just want people to know that we still work hard and we still believe in our guys.
Since we are taking a look back at the past, let's go even a little farther back to when the Vikings beat the Atlanta Falcons at Georgia Dome. Your work against Julio Jones that day was an absolute work of art. Why are you so confident when you go against Julio Jones?
And Xavier Rhodes all over Julio Jones.
I mean, you have to be. I mean, you can't let him intimidate you by, you know, the yards, the catches, and his size and his ability. You know, you got to go out there and play football. You know, you can't just be intimidated by those things. You got to believe in yourself and your talent and your technique. You know, once you go that far and once you believe in all that, you know, it'll be a good game. You can basically make it a good game, a tough game for him.
When you head into a game like that game, knowing you're going to chase somebody around the field a majority of the game, do you like that responsibility more than playing one side a majority of the game?
I won't say it's really not my choice, but when I do have that assignment, it really helps me focus on that one guy, you know, play man, if he feels good on that one guy.
And nearly intercepted. That's outstanding coverage by Xavier Rhodes.
It's whatever the coaches want me to be or want me to do, you know, at that week. You know, if they want me to follow this guy, I know my assignment, I know what I have to do, but they want me to stay on one side, I still know my assignment, I know what I have to do.
In 2014 at Soldier Field, Xavier Rhodes intercepted quarterback Jay Cutler. That's the only interception of your career. Does that bug you at all?
It don't really bug me at all. You know, I was always told when I was in college and now, you know, don't force it. You know, don't force an interception. You know, they're going to eventually come to you, you know. So just continuously work on your technique and being in the right place.
Oh, it's almost picked off. And you just wonder if Rhodes, with that injured wrist in the second quarter, if otherwise he would have been able to make the clean catch.
There's plenty of times I see in my career I had opportunities to get interceptions, but, you know, as you see, you know, I ain't end up with them. But, you know, like I say, you know, I don't really let it frustrate me at all. I just, you know what I'm saying, go out there and just try to play the best ball that I can.
Rhodes, an aggressive corner. That's what they like about him. Mike Zimmer tells him to keep doing what he's doing. He has been all over whoever comes out to his side.
Do you find head coach Mike Zimmer to be especially hard on defensive backs?
He's hard on everyone, to be honest. But when it comes to defensive backs, yeah, I can say, yeah, because he was a defensive back coach. He's always hard on DBs and want us to be in great coverage, want us to make plays on the ball. So, I mean, I can say, yeah.
Having to shuffle players into positions they're really not all that accustomed to playing. I mean, Terrence Newman is a 13-year veteran, but he goes from corner to safety, and that's just the start of things.
The Vikings' three primary cornerbacks this year have been Xavier, Captain Munnerlyn, and Terrence Newman. Due to injuries in that Arizona game, Terrence Newman had to play basically full-time safety. Mm-hmm. When you watch that game back, how did the 37-year-old do?
Good. Made the right checks. I mean, what he needed to do, you know, came down, made tackles, came down and covered the guys who we need to cover. He's been in this defense for majority of his career, you know, so he know what to do and where to be at and what calls to make. So we were looking for it, and we had confidence that he was gonna do good.
When you're not getting much action during a game, how do you stay focused?
Basically, try to find some action, go run to the ball, or try to get in the run, or I don't know, just try to find something, you know. You just can't just sit there and chill and get lazy. because you do, then that's when they pop you one later on in the game.